Welcome to the 99% Loco Podcast.
Hey there, podcast family. Welcome to another week of the 99% Local Podcast. This week brings us to episode number 64. Each episode, me, your host, Chris Green, is bringing stories of Nashville and Middle Tennessee-based entrepreneurs, authors, musicians, artisans, and other creators. Everybody has a story, their own unique upbringing, and a passion for why they're doing what they are doing. I personally love the sense of community around Nashville and get my kicks from sharing these stories. This week, I'm joined by Heather Griffin, who is the publisher of Macaroni Kid Franklin. If you aren't already familiar with Macaroni Kid, well, you're missing out. Macaroni Kid is the nation's largest single publishing platform answering the question for families, what are we doing today, for more than 3 million families and 4,000 plus communities across the country. Bringing it back home to here in Nashville, Williamson County to be specific, Heather publishes weekly hyper-local e-newsletters and website content featuring events, activities, products, and places for parents, kids, and families. She is also part of hosting local events and parties and connects with the community through social media. She enriches the community by connecting the library, schools, rec centers, community centers, and all of the wonderful organizations and businesses that create programming and fun for kids and families with local families. Simply put, Heather is the go-to parent in the community and connects both online and off. I'll let Heather tell you how she got into this and about everything else she is doing today with Macaroni Kid Franklin. With that, here is my conversation with Heather Griffin from Macaroni Kid Franklin. Yeah, Heather Griffin, you're with Macaroni Kid Franklin. Why don't you go ahead and just take a few minutes to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, my name is Heather Griffin. I am the publisher of Macaroni Kid Franklin. I've been doing this for about a year now. I am mostly a local. I've been in the Franklin area for about 20 years now. So I'm very familiar with the area. And I have a little boy, Ollie, and we love to do things all over town. And so publishing Macaroni Kid just seemed kind of like the right fit for me. So I really enjoy doing it.
Yeah. And I want to talk all about it. So I was doing a little bit of research myself. You know, I've actually subscribed, I think, since we moved down here about 4 years ago. And I didn't realize, you know, on a national level, it looks like it's one of the largest single publishing platforms for families. Yes. I noticed, I think a couple of years ago, they were acquired by a company called Certificate.
Right. Yes. Certificate bought Macaroni Kid, I think, in August of 2020. So interesting okay. time to do something like that.
Yes.
But it's worked out.
Yeah. And if people think that's familiar, it's because the Certificate appeared on Shark Tank, actually.
Yes.
I think back in 2019. So, I was re-looking that up, and I remembered the little kids came out and like the roller coaster, right. and they got a deal. And, you know, I think that really catapulted Certificate and expanded its operations, and the rest is history.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, to have a one-stop, you know, kind of discount website that gives deals on businesses and attractions and activities all across the country. It's amazing for families to have that because families are looking for things that are affordable, especially if you have a lot of kids. It can get really expensive trying to do fun things.
Yeah, no, exactly. So let's take a step back before we dig into all things Macaroni Kid. How long have you lived, I guess, in the this area or Middle Tennessee?
Right. I moved here September 17th, 2001. I moved to Franklin, and I worked for a record company for a few years, and then completely shifted gears, and I became a teacher, did that for a few years, and then And then I had my son. I got married and had a kid. So And that's been all over a span of about a little over 20 years now.
All right. So I had to ask. So I was reading a little bit about you, and it said, I was reading your bio, I believe, on the website. It said you worked for a book publisher who asked you to write blogs in the voices of her teenage girl characters.
Yes. That was interesting. That was a very interesting job. I was trying to get into writing at the time, and I just kind of happened upon this this writing gig, and it was really cool. A teen girls like Christian series, kind of in the vein of Gossip Girl. And each book was in the voice of a different character in the series. And so I was in charge of all the social media. I had Facebook accounts for each girl, MySpace, because that was a thing at the time.
Yep.
This was before Instagram. And then I kept a blog, but I had to write completely like I was one of these teenage girls in the book series. It was very interesting and fun.
Yeah. And then I saw you did some freelance writing too, like concert reviews and articles on up and coming artists.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to interview Ellie Goulding, which was really cool because I'm a huge fan of her. And, what were some of the other ones? Now I'm like drawing a blank. It was a cool gig for a while because I got to, you know, meet a lot of artists. A lot of them were local. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So then at some point, you know, you mentioned you were teaching, and then you had your son, you put teaching on hold to become a stay-at-home mom. You know, from there, how did you, I guess, become introduced to Macaroni Kid? I mean, because it's been around longer than you've been the publisher of it, I believe.
It was being published by another local mom who I believe moved out of state a couple years ago. I was just, you know, I was a new mom, and I had no idea what to do with my child. I've lived in this area for over 20 years, but when you haven't had kids, you don't really know what the baby scene is like in town. You don't really think about, you know, where you can go to not only get your kids out of the house and entertained, but also just be around other moms and other parents who are kind of in the same phase of life as you are. And I was just sitting around one day, completely just, my son was running all over the house going crazy. And I was like, I've got to get this kid out somewhere. And I just typed in, I opened Google and I typed in things to do in Franklin, and Macaroni Kid was the first website that popped up. And it blew my mind because it had this huge calendar of just all these different events, like open play at the local gym and all the story times around all the libraries, messy art at Brilliant Sky. I mean, basically everything that my son and I do today is things that we found through Macaroni Kid back when he was, you know, 1.5 years old. So, it was a huge thing for me, and I honestly don't know what I would have done without it. I'm sure I would have survived somehow, but I don't know how. It would have been harder.
Yeah. Like I said, it's right when we moved here, I think I did the same thing. I just kind of Googled what was going on local. I found it, I subscribed, and it's amazing. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
there's all kinds of things to do. So let's like talk about the content on the site. I mean, we've been talking about Macaroni Kid Franklin, but what is it? What kind of content do you have that you share?
I think the biggest thing and the biggest reason why parents come to our website is for the events calendar. You know, there are, like you mentioned, there's so many things to do in Middle Tennessee, and you could find it all over the place. I mean, you can go to Facebook, you can talk to other parents, you can, you know, do all the Google searches yourself. But why do that when you can just go straight to the Macaroni Kid calendar and it's all right there for you? We do kind of all the scouring and all the work so that other parents don't have to do that. So the events calendar is, I would say, the most important piece of content that that I publish on the website. On top of that, we do like our local guides, which is something I'm trying to kind of build back. Like you mentioned, there was a publisher before. And when she left, the a lot of the content that she had published kind of dropped off of the website. So I have been working for the past year building back all of our local guides too. And those are things that are more specific, like parks and playgrounds is one of my guides. There's another one for indoor play, like all the places where you can go and play indoors. I have a Kids Eat Free guide, like a summer camp guide is probably the newest one that I've just published recently. So those are super helpful for parents looking for something very specific.
Yeah, I got to say the Kids Eat Free events are some of my favorite.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's there's so much content. You have articles of people, places, and things around Williamson County. Like you mentioned, all your guides, your reading programs, camps. I think you even have a bunch of pools and splash pads.
Yes.
Getting ready for summer and homeschool resources. And I do want to talk about, we can put this off a little bit, but about local businesses and how you partner with them. But you do have a directory of free things to do in local businesses. Another one of my favorite is the Our Weekend Picks, because I believe you send that out or post that right before the weekend.
Yes.
And if you're looking for something to do on Saturday or Sunday or even Friday night, you make it really easy to find those things.
Thank you. Yes, I try to do that. Yeah, every week I publish, well, on Instagram, I do, like you mentioned, the Our Weekend Picks. And those are usually, I try to pick things that are either free or very, very low cost. Because again, we're trying to think of, you know, families, you know, a lot of families have more than one kid. Or even if you have one kid, you don't want to spend money every single weekend. So we try to find, you know, cost-effective, affordable things for people to do. I also look for things that are kind of like widespread, open to the public, because, you know, if I'm sharing this with a lot of people, I want to make sure it's something, you know, I don't want to share like exclusive events that, you know, is only for 10 people or whatever.
Right.
I love being able to lead people to bigger events that a lot of people are going to be able to enjoy. And then I also do the, in my newsletter, which also goes out on Thursday. And I also do that because people are getting ready for the weekend. I publish an article that's a little more in depth. It's five things to do for the whole week. So it's not just focus on the weekend, but I try to put in some like weekday activities as well. Cause I know we have a lot of stay-at-home moms in addition to working parents who subscribe. So try to find something that kind of meets everybody where they're at, so to speak.
Yeah. So I was looking too, I believe this was the first year you did it, but your Family Favorite Awards, where I think you were recognizing like some of the most loved businesses around Williamson County, Brentwood, yes, Franklin, et cetera. Can you tell me about that?
Yes. That was so much fun to do. It's actually Macaroni Kid National. They kind of set us up and provide us with all the graphics and everything. And then we kind of like take it from there, and we can choose any time of the year to do our awards. I kind of felt like January was a good time to do awards because we're sort of recognizing businesses, you know, over the past year, 2021. And there were 40 categories. And it was completely like people's choice, reader's choice. Like I had nothing to do with any of the people who got nominated or the winners. It was all chosen by our subscribers, our readers. And I felt like a lot of the businesses who were nominated, even if they didn't win, were just so excited to be a part of it. And I think it was just something that lifted a lot of people up, and it really encouraged a lot of, especially like newer, smaller businesses that haven't been around for very long. And they were like, oh my gosh, I got recognized. You know, like they were just so kind of surprised to be included in that. And they, you know, they got to really see how people in the community love them and love what they do. So that was just really fun for me to kind of sit back and watch it play out. Yeah, I look forward to doing it again next year too.
Well, cool. Yeah, I said I wanted to talk about more about the local businesses. Not quite yet, but you know, before we were recording, you know, we were chatting through email. I know you just mentioned it too about your summer guides that you're revamping and creating online.
Yes.
You have a huge list now up there of summer camps around Williamson County. What else are you going to be publishing for the summer, or what else is already out there for what's going on around this summer?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely summer camp season. So I know a lot of parents, there's parents who had their kids registered for summer camp back in February, and then there's everybody else. So there's a lot of parents who are still looking for camps, and I definitely have some amazing businesses that are featured on my summer camp guide. And I kind of feel like there's a little something for everybody on there. I mean, we've got like sports camps, like Hyden Beach Academy, which is a sand volleyball academy in Spring Hill, which I didn't even know we had until they reached out to me about a year ago, because they wanted to publish or promote their camp last summer. And I didn't even know we had a sand volleyball court in Spring Hill, but we do. And then there's also like art camps, like Creative Escape Paint Parties and Tennessee Art Yard are both offering art camps this summer. And then for like parents who have, especially working parents who need somewhere for their kids to go all day, all summer, places like Deer Run Camps or Retreats, Shining Light, yep. We Rock the Spectrum Gym. Joyful Arcade in Spring Hill even has summer camps this year. So can you, like, I would have loved going to a video game camp when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just a lot of really, really cool camps available for kids this summer. And then as far as other summer content coming up on Macaroni Kid, I'm working very hard on the ultimate summer fun guide for Williamson County, which it also, I mean, I focus mainly on Williamson County, but we try to spread out into Nashville or Murfreesboro. You know, I know that parents [S2] Right. [S1] Are willing to drive to things if they're fun. So, but I'm working on, the summer fun guide will encompass pretty much, I don't know, everything there is to do in the summer. All the pools and splash pads around town, all the farmers markets, summer reading programs with the libraries, movies in the park events, outdoor concert series, and I'm even working on like the ultimate summer bucket list. And so all of that's going to be included in my summer fun guide. So it'll be a really good resource for parents, something they can bookmark and just kind of have it on their phone. And if they're bored one day and they're like, what do? We can just pull out the summer fun guide and there it is. So that I hope to publish in the next couple of weeks. So hopefully people will be on the lookout for that.
Cool. And I'm probably thinking a lot of the camps are going to be filled up soon. Like you said, a lot of people register back in February, and us for one, we have a camp every single week of the summer for our kids, which is fantastic.
It wasn't until both my sisters had kids that I didn't understand how intense the summer camp industry actually is. But it's very, very intense. I mean, people start looking for things early, because you're right, they do fill up very quickly. But I also know that there are a lot of camps still on, especially on my summer camp guide, that still have spaces available. And it's because a lot of the camps that I have featured are newer businesses that haven't been around as long. I feel like a lot of parents tend to gravitate back towards camps that if their kids have been in camps for the past few summers, they know where they want to go. They know what their kids like to do. So they just kind of like go with what's familiar, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That's probably what I would do too. But there's a lot of really new, really fun camps that I think if parents are scrambling, if they put it off which is, you know, again, I'm kind of a procrastinator, so I could see myself being in that position. I'm still trying to decide on what camps to put my son in this year. But they should definitely check out the summer camp guide, because there are some really great camps that are still open and still accepting registrations.
Well, awesome. You're going to get a ton of hits when listeners hear that, because I think it's getting about that time of the year. School's about ready to get out. You're going to have all the parents posting on social media. Yeah. What camps are going on? What camps?
Yes, exactly. So, and awesome. I just keep, you know what? I keep the tab open on my browser with my summer camp guide. And anytime I see in one of the Facebook mom groups, I see somebody asking about it, I'm like, here you go. So, I'm trying to, you know, get it out there and make sure people know about it. Cause I know it's definitely something people are looking for right now.
All right. So let's talk about local businesses now. Yeah. I know you partner with a lot of them. You have advertising for a lot of them. You also have local businesses and different events and venues that actually submit their events directly to your website too. So can you tell me about all that?
Yes. So we do have a lot of really great partners. And the thing that is so great about having sponsors is that it helps keep Macaroni Kid a free resource. It's free to subscribe. It's free to just go to our website and access all the information that we have. So that's what we love about having sponsors. Businesses can also go to our website if they have an event that they would like to promote. It is always free to promote an event that's $20 or less. You don't have to pay an advertising fee, because like I was saying, events are kind of like, that's our bread and butter. Like that's the best content that we have. And so we want to post those events, and we don't want people to feel limited. Like they feel like they have to sponsor, you know, a post on our website. And then there's actually, if you go to my website and click events, there's actually a form that businesses can fill out. It's on the events tab, and you just click here to submit an event. And they type in all the information, it goes straight to me, and I can, you know, either approve it or email the person and ask questions if I need to get more information. But I love it when businesses use that feature, because there are a lot of events out there. And while I do my absolute best to find everything that's going on, things do kind of slip past me. So it really, really helps when businesses send me their events, and it helps them too, because it helps other people know about it. So that's definitely an awesome feature that I would love for more businesses to know about and to use frequently.
So outside of the Macaroni Kid site, I mean, do you have time to get to enjoy any of these events with your son?
I do sometimes. And it's really hard because, you know, we just started homeschooling this past year. He's been in kindergarten, and he has a lot of his own events and extracurricular activities. So it's really hard for us to get out and enjoy a lot of these events, but we do. We actually did an event 2 weekends ago with We Rock the Spectrum Gym. They hosted an inclusive Ninja Warrior workshop with Elijah Browning, who I don't know if you've heard of him, but he's like the local teen who got on American Ninja Warrior last season.
Yep.
Yeah. So he led a ninja workshop at We Rock the Spectrum last week. And my son is a huge Ninja Warrior fan. So of course we were there for that one. And then we also, I mean, we go to Open Play at Shining Light, like we're there every week. So that's a big one. Some of the ones we've been wanting to go back to, Messy Art at Brilliant Sky. That's been a big one. And then Monkey's Treehouse. I don't know if you've ever taken your kids to Monkey's Treehouse, but it is amazing.
No, I haven't been to that one.
Yeah, we haven't been there that much since it, like, you know, we stopped going because of COVID, and we just haven't kind of gone back yet. But I really, really want to go back to Monkey's Treehouse, because they've been doing all kinds of like weekly activities and drop-in classes and things like that. So that's something I think this summer we're going to try to get into doing a lot more events like that.
Yeah, and it looks like your son has met the Spring Hill Spider-Man.
Yes.
I just had Isaiah on the podcast a couple weeks ago, so he's such a good guy.
I know. And my son is like, yeah, he's a huge Spider-Man fan, and he's just like amazed at the fact that Spider-Man just like literally just hangs out in Spring Hill, you know, like, why isn't he in New York doing what he does there? But, you know, he likes to come here and hang out with us. So, you know, to him, it's like, it's the real deal, you know. He's just at that age where it's still, you know, it is what it is, you know, it's Spider-Man. So yep. It's really cool to see him enjoy that. And I love that Isaiah does that for everybody, because it has brought a lot of joy to a lot of people. You know, when at a time when we've really needed it.
Yep, I agree. Yep. So we talked about everything you're doing on the website, the content, but we have not talked about how to get to the website and how listeners can subscribe. So can you talk about that?
Yes. So the website is franklintn.macaronikid.com. And at the very top, in the top right-hand corner of the screen, there's a subscribe button, and you just type in your name, email, zip code, things like that. And then you select your edition. Always make sure that you select Brentwood, Franklin, Spring Hill. Yeah. And then you're signed up, and you'll get a weekly email full of calendars, or full of events. Sorry. A weekly email with events, and all the wonderful content that we have available.
Yep. And I believe you're on social media too, Instagram at yes. Mac Kid Franklin.
Yes. At Mac Kid Franklin.
Facebook, Mac Kid Franklin TN. So are there other, you know, this is a little off topic, but are there other Nashville based Macaroni Kid sites?
I know there's a Clarksville one, and I believe that we have a new publisher who just started in Murfreesboro. There is an opening for Southwest Nashville, which I believe would cover like kind of like the lower part of Nashville into Fairview.
Right.
My edition actually doesn't cover Fairview, oddly enough, even though it's in Williamson County. And I know we're looking for a publisher in Hendersonville, Goodlettsville, Gallatin, and possibly East Nashville. So if there are any local parents who live in those areas and might be interested in publishing for Macaroni Kid Franklin, they are more than welcome to, either just, they can go on the website and apply there, or, they're also welcome to email me at mattkidfranklin@macaronikid.com and ask me about it. And I'll be happy to, shed some light on what it's like being a Macaroni Kid publisher.
Well, there we go. Great plug.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Heather, this has been awesome. I'm excited to share this site that hopefully a lot of parents around the area who aren't in the know of everything going on will go to your site and follow you and subscribe. Okay. Is there anything else you want to share or anything we might have missed?
No, I think we've covered everything. I hope everyone goes to the website and subscribes to Macaroni Kid Franklin. And if you're out and about and you found something that you're doing something that you found on my website, tag me at Matt Kid Franklin and I'll share it in my stories.
And go scramble to find summer camps.
Yes. Sign up now. Don't wait.
Well, there you go. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, thank you for listening. If you'd like to get a hold of me, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me directly at 99%localpod@gmail.com. Or you can actually drop by the contact page on the website and send a voice message that may appear in a future episode. You can find the website at 99%localpod.com. While you're there, make sure you catch up on all of those past episodes that you might have missed. If you'd like to support the show, you can do it in a few different ways. Please follow the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at 99% Local Pod. Leave a review wherever you listen to the podcast. And the best thing you can possibly do is share the podcast with your friends who might want to check it out. Lastly, consider contributing to the podcast on a one-time or ongoing basis. All contributions that I receive, 10% of that goes to the Well Outreach Food Pantry in Spring Hill, Tennessee. Well, until next week, stay safe and be kind to those around you.